Things seemed to be a bit chaotic around the Hopkins County Courthouse on Friday. Soon, the district clerk's office and new district clerk Cheryl Fulcher will be relocating from the courthouse into the old tax office space across the street. That will open up lots of space in the courthouse for a new HR department, for District Judge Eddie Northcutt's new office, new Treasurer Jim Thompson's new office, and for the auditor's office. Two new JPs also went to work Friday. I talked about all this with County Judge Robert Newsom on Friday.
This morning, both the district clerk, I've checked with Cheryl Fulcher, who took Patricia Dorner's place starting yesterday, swore in all of her deputy clerks this morning, and so they had a swearing in up in the district courtroom. And then I checked with Debbie Shirley, who had all the county clerk deputy clerks. She swore all them in this morning, so everybody I think is sworn in. Also, there was a new auditor for Hopkins County. Shanna has started, and Shanna Walker, she will be the Hopkins County auditor, new auditor, and actually Suzanne Bauer, who did a great job for us. She had served Hopkins County for 30 years, and so she I guess Wednesday was her last day, and Shanna started yesterday officially. She was sworn in this morning. And so we have a new auditor, and they're all getting into their new offices. Jim Thompson came in this morning, and he got his key to his new office, so he's in the treasurer's office now. And Treva Watson, I went down a while ago, Treva Watson, our former treasurer, who they actually ran against each other. Treva was helping him. Getting him started on his new job. So I really appreciate the cooperation of the officials working with each other. Treva's going to be head of court administration here. And so I look to her to make sure we have payroll and all the things that go with human resources. So everything's in good shape this morning.
There'll be a lot of switching around in those offices down there between the new human resources, the treasurer, the auditor, all of those spaces, I guess, are in the process of being allotted and all that kind of stuff.
That's right. And actually, we've been working on the building across the square here on the South Side Square next to the district attorney's office. It's the former tax office, and we've got it all cleaned out, and they're putting in new counters. And within 2 to hopefully not more than 2 weeks, but it could be longer than that, they're going to have the district clerk's office will move out of the courthouse and over to there. Cheryl Fulcher will be, of course, leading that office. And we hope to be over there, and which is going to open up room for the court administration. They'll move a little bit over into some more offices. We've got them in four of them in one office right now today. And then we also, with the auditor, will move next door, and they'll have a little more room also. Commissioners will move to different offices also. So it's going to be a change, and it'll be positive, I believe.
So, we had done stories months ago about the move over to the county tax office, and it's been coming along ever since then, but just not quite there yet.
Yeah, I was hoping we'd be through by the first year, truthfully, but we didn't make it. And so, anyway, the workmen are working, and everybody's in good shape. We're just a little behind times on that, but we'll be okay. We'll get it done in the next few weeks.
And there's a lot of space for the district clerk. Seemed like it spread over 2 floors here
yes.
in the courthouse. And so that'll open up a lot of space for a lot of different purposes.
Actually, Judge Northcutt wants to move down to the second floor, so he'll be right next to the court room. And it'll be on the opposite side of Judge Amy Smith. And so that will happen as soon as the district clerk moves. And so we're anticipating all of this happening, but we really have to wait till that happens to get everybody started moving. But he'll be moving down, and actually the Commissioner's Court is planning to move our meeting place to the third floor. The reason is Judge Smith is all the time holding court right next to us. And occasionally, not all the time, but occasionally, the commissioners get a little loud and it bothers her court. And so we're gonna move up to the third floor so we won't bother her so much. And so that's just something that's gonna happen here in the next few weeks.
KSST News.